Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jules. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. You know, it's been an extreme week, hasn't it? From over 200 tornadoes in the Midwest, to the political hot air blowing, to the feelings of being stuck and not able to move forward. Well, we just seem to be experiencing it all right now. Even to what I considered to be on the upside, which was contrary to what many people were saying, I was thrilled to see the royal wedding as it managed to get billions of people focusing on love, beauty, and prosperity. Wow, that is great use of your imagination. But last night, the winds were blowing fiercely in Southern California, even though miles away in the Midwest, tornadoes devastated homes and families just yesterday. So this morning I grabbed my cup of coffee and headed outside to experience the wind and to contemplate the meaning of the show today. You see, my scheduled guest postponed, and I thought to myself, well, let's see what the universe wants us to talk about. And the answer came blowing in the wind. It was clear, because we have been talking about the shift of consciousness that is occurring right now. Let's not mix words here. Our environment is reflecting back to us the way that we are thinking. Winds are our thoughts energized by its intensity of emotions. Wind represents those things that we cannot physically see, but whose presence is clearly felt upon our lives. Wind can be a roaring tornado of doubt that torments our souls. And the wind that I am experiencing right now is very high energy, blowing across all the lands, churning out our reflection of our thoughts. But make no doubt, at the same time, it is cleansing, purifying, and clarifying what it is that we wish to create. It is the contrast that is allowing us to create from the mass confusion that is going on right now in our world. Which way do we turn? What does the future hold? Will we be safe or will we be thrown out into the streets? Should we be fearful of radiation or land changes or 2012? Will I be able to get to work? Will the fuel prices take away my job? Yes, the mass consciousness is clearly unstable, as evidenced by the tornado's loss of lives and its creating havoc. So tonight my show is about feeling good, and the universe is providing us with delightful tools so that we all, even me, can remain confident in a wonderful tomorrow, because each of us here tonight know that we create our future. We each have the power to change our thinking, and we can live in joy and let that ripple out to our friends and family. Tonight we are getting back to the basics, and we're going to start off with using our imagination. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with the mobile app as well, or just listen through your MP3 player or computer. Remember, loaradionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the station for your well-being. The University of Attraction, Where else can you take free interactive courses from international scientists, medical doctors, spiritual leaders, and experts in the field of the law of attraction? At the university, you will have your personal questions answered, enhance your intuitive skills, communicate with the angels, fill your life with music, and free meditation and hypnosis downloads. Sign up today. Go to loaradionetwork.com and click on the University of Attraction. The doors are wide open, waiting for you now. Here's the most incredible singles cruise ever. That's right. Law of Attraction Radio Network with SpiritualSingles.com and MatchMatrix.com is putting on the most incredible cruise full of fun and romance. No matter your age, size, ethnicity, or whether you're single or in a long-term relationship, join us to spark up your love life. Our four-night cruise starts on Thursday, October 27th. We set sail from Miami to Key West to Cozumel. Join our relationship experts, tantra experts, love angel communicator, energy healer, and our very own laughing yoga, who will be assisting you in making this the best adventure of your life into love. Rates start off at $5.99, which includes all of the workshops. There are balcony cabins still available, but you must sign up immediately. Rates will go up dramatically after March 28th. Don't wait. Sign up with your $150 refundable deposit and book your cabin now. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to bring your costume for a wonderful evening of fun. Go to loaradionetwork.com and don't forget to tell us who referred you. We'll see you on board. Okay, we're back. You know, this is going to be a totally different show than you are used to hearing, but one that I hope you will walk away from happy, joyous, and feeling so powerful. So let's get started, because there is nothing more important in this world than you feeling good. I want to play some music for you right now, and I want you to just sit back and think about the words. We heard this children's song many times before, but now I want you to just listen to it from the viewpoint of understanding the law of attraction. From Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, here is the song Pure Imagination, sung by Gene Wilder.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with your imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
This song is really meant to bring us adults back into our innocence in which to create our future. Do you remember all our hopes and dreams and curiosity when we were children? Do you remember how it felt growing up to just dream what our life would be like? We need to stop and remember and continue to create as if we were children. The words of the song are really impressive to me. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. Even though your paradise may not be my paradise, you can create it just the way you think it ought to be. Simply open your eyes and view it. Want to change the world? There is nothing to it. Yes, there is nothing to it. We are free to create our world, and we can choose to see it peaceful, happy, abundant, and prosperous, just like we did when we were children dreaming. And here's the key to it all. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you truly wish to be. Yes, just how simple is that? Do you truly wish to let go of your burdens and your pressures? Are you truly wanting to let go of the fear? Are you truly wanting to release all those lower emotions that stop you from seeing the paradise that you can create? Do you truly want to be free? It's your choice. It's our choice. As long as you truly wish to be free. Sounds simplistic? It is! We just stop seeing life through the eyes of a child. We need to get that back. Now listen to this other song that helps motivate us to dream bigger, no matter what's going on in our life. This is from Leanne Womack. I Hope You Dance.
Thank you. take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out,
lift you. Remember these words. Don't let some hell-bent heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, dance. And I don't know if you heard this part of the song, which was very, very important to me. And I didn't even know it was there until after I looked at the words. It says, "Tell me who wants to look back on their years and wonder where those years have gone." Dance.
Well, what this is saying, dear listeners, is don't let life's adversity stop you. Keep going. Keep dreaming. Change your thinking to move joyfully no matter what is happening to you. I hope you dance and dance and dance. And when you get to the end of your life, know that every step of the dance was so well worth it. It got you to the place where you are. Now check out this song from years ago, Bette Midler, From a Distance.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight.
Through the
You know, over 20 years ago when that was made, I didn't fully realize the significance of the song until today. With all the activities going on in the world, it's so important to realize that we are all connected. And this is what the song was trying to convey. But we were looking at the song through different eyes then. And today it's relevant. Even though our perceptions of peace and happiness and prosperity may be different, I think you and I can agree that every man, woman, and child on this planet deserves to feel safe, secured, loved, and appreciated. We start by changing our own thoughts first and allow them to ripple out. Then we can focus on the larger picture and imagine a world where children, boys and girls, and even animals in South Africa, China, Pakistan, Afghanistan, grow up in a world free of fear, free of war, feeling abundant with creativity. Our task then is easy: to teach, to show, to let people know that every person living thousands of miles away wants the same thing for their children as you want for yours. They are no different from you. That's easy to say, but we need to get to the place where we can actually feel and experience their connection to us and our connection to them. After all, we share the same sky, the same oceans, the same air. We all breathe the same essence of life. Even from a distance, we are all connected. A very powerful song to remember that we are all one. It's amazing. I didn't get it before. But now it's a song that I'm going to play over and over and over again. Now let's take a peek into something that we simply take for granted. And let's remember Our Ordinary Miracles by Sarah McLachlan.
Just
just work out after all. It's just another ordinary miracle today. Sun comes up and shines so bright and disappears again at night. It's just another ordinary miracle today.
This song, because it tells me that the world is perfect just the way it is, that the sun rises and sunsets perfectly without any help from me. Things just work out after all. The words, when you wake up every day, please don't throw your dreams away. Hold them close to your heart, because we're all a part of the ordinary miracle. Oh, I love that. Wake up and start dreaming. Start creating. Hold on to the goodness. Hold on to believing that the future is yours. How easy it is to forget this gift every morning. We think about our day and what must get done instead of knowing that every day is going to work out well. And as the song states, it seems so exceptional that things just work out after all. It's just another ordinary miracle today. Yes, it's a miracle that everything is going to work out perfectly. Life is like a gift, they say. Wrap up for you every day. Open up and find a way to give some of your own. Miracles are all around. Stop and smell the roses and witness the miracles we have in life. Gosh, I feel so blessed to be alive when I hear this song. Why are we, me, such control freaks? Just know that whatever happens is for the best. Trust, believe, think, create, manifest. And know that God's got your back. The energy source is within you if you can simply get out of your own way. Now, I want you all to stop what you're doing right now and just check out your vibration. Are you humming and buzzing like I am? Have you felt the shift occur? Good. Well, then let's hear one more song, and then after that, we're going to do some really powerful energy work. Here's Louis Armstrong singing, What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
A wonderful man. You can just feel his essence throughout that entire song, and it's timeless, ageless. It's just a masterpiece. I just love Louis Armstrong. The words of, "I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do?" They're really saying, "I love you." Here's another great example of how we perceive life. So let me ask you this. Are you willing to let people say, I love you? Can you see this even when they're saying something different? Oh yeah. What a wonderful world. I feel so lucky to be alive, to be able to understand that I create all the good, the bad, and the miracles in my life. I have the power to make my life better by simply thinking wonderful thoughts. I have the power to shift consciousness of the world by creating my vortex of joy and sending out love to the planet, to all the people, to the people who are just like me all over the world. No matter what goes on in the world, I have the power to step back, reframe it, and see out of those rose-colored glasses. And yes, that's a good thing. I am creating my reality regardless of what is happening in the world. And I am determined to send love and peace to every country of the world as if they are my immediate family. This is what the shift is all about. Unity, abundance, appreciation of our differences, tolerance, and love. And you know what? As I say these words, the winds have died down. It's a beautiful, sunny, warm day, and my cats are playing outside. The skies are blue, and my dreams are alive. Abundance and prosperity is everywhere. I have nothing to fear but fear. I'm so grateful to you for being such a huge part of my show tonight, because your energy is now imprinted on this show. Your dreams are now imprinted on this as well. The energy you were feeling with every song serves to build greater as each person listens. Now, because we're feeling this tremendous energy, now I want everyone to create a reality for themselves right now. Just take a moment and feel what it is that will make you happy. Now take a moment and see the outcome to your happy thoughts. Go ahead. See the end results. Forget how to get to the end results. Just picture it in your mind's eye. Thank you. send your loving and happy thoughts of your future out into the universe. Go ahead, create your life of abundance and prosperity, of unconditional love and tolerance, of incredible miracles and ordinary miracles that let you know that you are the essence of all that is in life. You are the creator, and that source of energy resides in you. You are a powerful being. We all are. We are all connected. Now take a moment and feel your energetically high vibration right now. And think about the people in China, in Japan, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Africa, in Yemen, in Egypt, in Libya, in Syria, in Iran and Iraq. Send them your feelings of joy and happiness right now. Send them your heart, because each one of them, regardless of their beliefs, they're breathing the same air that you're breathing. We are all equal, we are all love, and we all desire for the same thing. You have all the power to create a peaceful and loving world in every single country. Now at night, before you fall asleep, see all the children, adults, and animals throughout the world safe, secure, abundant, and prosperous. Happy. Yes, make the world happy in your thoughts. Life is good. Send your happiness out, because that's exactly what you're going to get back. There is no other way it can happen. Thank you for creating the most magnificent planet. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just know that everything is going to work out perfectly. Yes, and this was a different show tonight, but one that the universe said, it's time to shift to happiness, to joy, to feel good, and to remember, that we have the power through our thoughts to be in a better place in which to create a better tomorrow. Now, next week we have futuristic Jacques Fresco of the Venus Project, and I'm presenting this to you to get an idea of what a world would be like without governments, without money, and just have it based on our talents, energy, and resource. Some of you may not agree with this, but surely it will expand your mind with brilliant ideas in which to help create a more peaceful way of living. You know, I have discovered that the universe puts on all of these shows. I simply just show I love you, and I honor, and I respect you. Thanks for sharing your energy with me tonight. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. You'll be free if you truly wish to be.
From a distance, the ocean meets From a distance.